Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sir. What is your name?
Louis Hendrix Garcia.
Okay, sir. Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, will be conducting your hearing.
Mr. Escarcega?
Yes.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Louis Henry Escarcega. 056071.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's listed on your warrant. I see that you signed a form on April 17th that notified you about this hearing. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you
yes.
hire an attorney, or are you going to represent yourself today?
I represent myself.
Okay, that's fine. I'd like to introduce you to the board that's conducting the hearing, even though you can't see us, but we're here. We have the Honorable Lee Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be conducting your hearing today. Also with us in the room is a community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, with the Department of Corrections. He'll represent both the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So before we start, I need to swear both of you in. So Mr. Escarcega and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Escarcega, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Escarcega, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and when I'm finished, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay, sir?
Yes.
So we'll start phase one of your hearing, and here is the allegation. It is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix on March 25th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. At that point, your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Escarcega, is this true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Escarcega's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he had violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something.
Sir, hold on 1 second.
No, I want to tell you my defense. I want to tell you I'm going to speak too.
Mr. Escarcega, you'll have a chance to do that in just a moment. That comes in phase two of the hearing. So, Mr. Escarcega, please remain silent. Please remain silent. The motion was made by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. White, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Escarcega, we can move to phase two of your hearing now, and you'll have an opportunity to speak and explain anything you want to explain to the board. But before we start phase two, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information about your case. So just stay on the line, remain silent. You'll be able to listen to everything that's said, and we'll be right back with you, sir. Okay?
This is CO2 Bernal. What's going on?
We're in the process of conducting this hearing, and You didn't know that he had got off the phone. Did he get off the phone, or what happened?
Yeah, he handed me back the phone. I'm not sure why. That's why.
Well, we just finished phase one of his hearing. We're going to go into phase two.
Okay.
Ask Mr. Escarcega if he wants to continue to participate in this hearing.
Do you want to?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Just a second.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, Mr. Escarcega?
Yes.
We're in phase two of the hearing, so during phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Mrs. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mrs. Rittenhouse, is conducting a hearing, and at this time, she's getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, and then we'll be coming back to you with any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Mr. Turner.
Okay, Mr. Escarcega was released from prison on 3/19/18.
You got
arrested on 4/3/18. No new charges. He was returned back to DOC at 4/3/18 with an adjusted release date of 5/28/18 with 9 days of scot. Current conviction, 2017, one count of possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year and 6 months. Prior convictions, in 1985, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 1986, possession and sale of inhalant, 2 years. 1988, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 89, hindering prosecution, first degree, 1 year. 91, possession and sale of inhalant, 2 years, 6 months. 95, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 2003, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 2004, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 2008, he has two, possession and sale of inhalant, both come with 1 year, 6 months. Also in 2008, he had another possession and sale of inhalant, 10 months. 2010, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 2014, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. 2016, possession and sale of inhalant, 1 year, 6 months. This is his 13th term in ADC.
Hold on 1 minute. Mr. Escarcega? Hung up.
Did he hang up?
Yeah.
All right, we'll pause the hearing for a moment and attempt to get Mr. Escarcega back on the phone.
Contacted Daniel from the State Prison Complex in Yuma. Please listen carefully to the following directions, as our menu has recently changed. If you know your party's 5-digit extension, you may dial it now. Leave while I transfer your call.
See you through the door.
Hi, Officer Bedan. I don't know why he hung up the phone on us this time.
He left my office. I asked him as he was going out if he wanted to continue. He said no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just reached over and hung up on his own. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, he just hung up the phone right in the middle of conducting his hearing. He just hung up the phone. So, Mr. Rittenhouse, do you want anything to say?
Just continue and finish it.
Okay.
And finish the hearing.
Well, we got 20
minutes. Mr. Board Chairman?
Yeah, just finished the hearing.
So our protocol would be to finish this hearing, and I would just say that based on information in warrant 2018W0937, And information provided by Mr. Turner of Department of Corrections, and the fact that Mr. Escarcega has discontinued participation in this hearing. He did abscond for 9 days. I am going to move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Escarcega was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
And this concludes his hearing. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll summarize. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones, and that concludes his hearing.